Da-da-da. We did it, everybody. Da-da-da. It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out at the Breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, how's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
The cold is back.
Oh, yeah.
18 degrees right now, but it feels like 1 degree. The wind is brutal.
Yes.
Not as far as strength, but as far as you're going to feel it right in your balls. Like, it's cold jeans weather.
Yes.
You walk outside.
They get stiff.
Yeah, immediate cold jeans.
Isn't it amazing how your jeans can hurt you?
Yeah.
Like, it hurts to walk in them.
So there's two things you got to maintain. I've said this for years. In trying to stay warm, being outside in the cold for a long time, got to avoid the cold jeans. Mm. And you got to make sure you don't get a chill to the bone. You got to keep that cold bone out.
Yeah.
Because once you get cold bone, it's over.
Yeah, you're done.
You know what I'm saying? Why are you laughing like that? It's true. It's true. Like, any other part, like, once you get that, like, ooh, in your bone?
Yes.
There is no getting warm again until you go inside. Cold bone kills you. It's a scientific
fact. Put that on a t-shirt. Okay.
It's a scientific fact.
I heard about the Cold Bone Institute.
Got to avoid the cold bone.
All right.
It's a great day today in the break room.
What happened?
Well, what do you mean, what happened? I got a new hat.
Oh, yeah, you do.
And a free hat.
Wow. You got, like, a coach's hat.
Yeah, I love this. This is a great hat.
You look like McDermott.
Thank you.
If he died.
Wow, that was okay.
Wow, jeez.
But see, here's the thing, Tommy. I mean, and just getting a new hat in general for most men
is
exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, you made a 3-week bit out of it over the summer.
And yours is a free hat.
Free
More
hat.
Coming.
So I got a text from Kimmy's husband a couple of days ago. And he goes, hey, man, bought this hat. Hat doesn't fit right.
Yeah.
Would you like this hat? He took a picture of the hat. And I was like, yes, I would like that hat.
Okay.
So you said, first of all, your husband looking like an idiot in this hat.
Well, okay. So he has the same hat in a different color. So he thought, I wear this one all the time. Let me get it in blue instead. So he had it shipped to him and then he put it on his head. And it sat on top of his head, but not in a fitted way.
Oh, so it's too.
It was kind of like, it was just too small. So it just kind of sat there like, I don't know, like a doll's head or something.
So he looked like a train conductor.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right. It just was not fitting right.
Okay, so Kimmy brings the hat. It still has the stickers on it. Nothing more fun than pulling the stickers off a new hat. I'm just going to say that. So put the hat on. Hat fits great. New hat.
All right.
But now we got a problem.
What's the problem?
So I realized as I accepted the hat from Kimmy this morning, my hat connection, my hat plug, if you will, that when Kimmy's husband texted me, I may have made a mistake.
What?
Well, because he asked, do you want this hat? It doesn't fit me.
Yeah.
And my immediate response, I'm going to quote right here. Oh, okay. He writes me. Want this? It was my golfer hat on clearance, too small for my giant head.
Okay.
So you heard that was the quote.
Yeah, giant head.
So I wrote back, I'll never turn down a free hat.
Okay.
But I realized as Kimmy handed me this hat, he did not up front establish free hat.
Oh, well, no, he wasn't going to charge you for the hat.
Are you sure?
100%.
Are you sure he didn't want money for the hat?
Okay. I am
well,
sure.
That would be pretty chintzy. Hey, I can't wear this hat. Do you want it?
$25, please.
Yeah. Well, $40.
I don't think it would be disrespectful to say, hey, I spent blank on this. You want to buy my hat?
But he didn't position it that way.
Well, but he I don't know.
Oh, all right.
Well, because here's the thing. I started with free.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He goes, do you know, a clearance hat, do you want the hat? He never said, do you
I
want
see
the
what you're
free
saying.
Hat, right?
I see how that could be an issue for somebody, because I do know people that would charge for that hat.
Oh, yeah.
But no, my husband does not want any money for the hat.
Okay, I appreciate that. But
they could use the money. They're just starting out.
But like, as soon as I said free, it's checkmate. Because he can't come back and be like, well, actually, I want a mic. Because then he looks like a chintz ass
bitch. You cannot say anything after that transaction.
So in that case, Kimmy, we can't totally be sure that your husband wasn't at least expecting me to be like, what do you want for the hat?
True, but I do know that he wanted to give you the hat because you had let him use your Bills tickets in the past, so that's the least he could do.
Very sweet. Yeah. Okay, well, and he's like 9 more hats short, so as soon as those show up, let me know. No, so then it brings up the interesting guy exchange.
What's that?
Because you're right, Tommy. Most men, when they have something they're not going to use, are happy to give it to somebody else, and they're not going to ask for any money. Mm. However, there is an expectation. An Oregon Trail-like expectation.
Like what?
Well, we will not exchange gold or currency, but we will exchange goods and services.
Right.
I can't just take this hat as a man from another man.
So what are you going to do?
Something has to go in return.
Well, you got to tighten them up.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay.
No, you already did. This is him giving something back to you.
I get why
you know what I'm saying?
I get why you...
It's never over.
Yes, thank you. As a girl, I understand why you would think that, but Tommy, can you explain to her, please?
I mean, it's just goes on forever.
So this is never going
to
end.
Yeah, nobody wants to have a leg up on... Okay. No, I don't want anybody to have a leg up on me.
Yep.
You don't want to do anything. Right. So now Pat's got to do something, and then he'll have to... It'll go on, yes, till the end of time.
Yeah, until one of us is dead, we will be exchanging things back and forth for the thing that started. I don't know why you think this is dumb. It's standard man protocol.
I'm just saying, I don't think he wants anything in return.
No, I don't.
I think he would feel funny if you got him something else, and then he's going to... Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's a never-ending thing. It's never going to end.
I don't know. Because here's the thing. Yeah, easy one would be beer.
Yeah, he's a big beer guy.
But that's the problem. He's a big beer guy, and I'm not like the biggest of beer guys, so I don't know like what's good beer.
He also has a bar.
Oh.
So you can get him a nice bottle of booze for the bar.
No, you're thinking too small, buddy. What? I could get him a bottle of booze, or I could get him something really cool to display in the bar.
No.
I could get him something really... Yes.
Keep it at home.
Oh.
We don't need anything else.
You know what I saw the other day? I don't have room for it in my man cave, but I kind of wanted to buy it just to buy it. It was like a 3-foot by 2-foot neon bill sign.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd look nice in your house. Finally decorated.
You know how many neon signs we've been given?
Not enough since
we talked about the bar.
Not enough neon signs.
We don't have enough outlets for the neon signs.
Are they up?
They're you know, it's a summer project.
How many neon signs do you have?
We have 4 currently.
That's not enough neon.
And some of them are huge, like those old beer ones that
they're pretty cool.
Yeah, they're cool, but they're giant.
Oh, I got a couple of beer.
You got to pick and choose.
I got a couple of beer mirrors in the basement too that he probably love, like old school ones. I got a PB.
Why do you have all this stuff?
Because I'm a man. I'm a man who wants to feel things. Come on, you know how it is. I go to a garage sale or a flea market. There's a PBR beer mirror from like 1982 for like $7. You're losing money not buying that. Shut up, man. You know what's the most interesting part of it? You're right. We're going to do this until we die.
Yep.
Or until one of us gets something for the other that's like so cool and fun that there's no way you can reciprocate.
So it's like a checkmate situation. But it's really hard to pull off.
I don't know. It's not so much money. It's unique.
That's what I mean. But to find that, it's tough.
Well, because your husband's a big deadhead, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes, he is.
So like at some point I could find some really cool, unique piece of like dead something.
Probably. I don't even know what's unique. You know what? I don't know enough about
anything with
that
skeleton,
kind of
very
stuff.
Unique.
Like... what's worth something and what's like, oh, everybody has that kind of thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know like their set lists used to go for big money.
Okay, bro, what am I, a millionaire?
No, there's a woman in town that has a restaurant where she has the set list and stuff.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, she'll sell it to you.
Okay, yeah, if you put me in touch with her.
A couple of G.
Does she have any set lists that are neon? Because I would like to get one for him.
Oh, she got the neon. I don't know if the dead were into neon.
You're kidding, right?
I don't know.
Bro,
big neon people?
I don't know. Anytime you're in that show, whatever you took, a lot of stuff looked neon.
Yeah, true.
252 WCMF, Kimmy's husband, very cool, buys a hat that doesn't fit his weird-shaped head. So now I got a free hat. She brought it in for me this morning. But we are now in the man spiral of having to do things for each other to make up for the other thing that the guy had to do for each other. And, you know, it's funny. You are with me where we have to keep going back and forth and stuff. But you don't observe that policy.
No.
Like you...
Well, when's the last time anybody ever got something for you? Because I think everybody who knows you knows that they're
stay away.
Just don't even bother, right? Uh-huh. Like, I would never think to get you something for your house or your wardrobe. I wouldn't know what to get you that you would love besides booze.
Well, apparently, based on his outfit today, you could get him a trout.
Do you remember the last thing you got me?
The last thing?
Yeah.
What was it?
So, probably wasn't the last thing. But I killed you for it unmercifully. So you were coming in here for free, hanging out on Friday.
Yeah.
Here for free.
Yeah, he just came in and hung out. He'd always come in with a little tray of sushi. He was just coming off the road. He's sitting here and hanging out with us on the old show.
Yeah.
And then you got the job on PXY.
I did, yes.
And then you got us all a unique gift, and you got me a glassware set that said Break Room Buddies.
I did, yes.
But it was only one glass.
Mm-hmm. And I was between the room kind of thing?
No. Everybody got one glass.
Right.
One glass.
Yes.
And we killed him.
See, what's funny is
Anybody? And it was all etched in.
Yeah, really.
I still have it.
Yeah, no, it's great. Go
I drink out of it once in a while.
Go off yourself.
When I get sick.
The funniest part about this, Kimmy, is anyone else in the room who had like family in a real life could have said like, oh, you idiot. The only man that killed me was the one who lived alone with empty rooms in his house and never had anybody over. Like, it was literally tailor-made for you. Yeah. Oh, what, do you give me the exact appropriate thing for my life?
So, yeah, I think I completely forgot about that. But
so you just mercilessly crush somebody for their gift so you don't have to do anything in return.
Yes.
By the way, I would like to also point out I was like 22 when that happened.
You had no money.
I'm a baby. No money. Don't know how society works. And this dick over here.
Kid on the way.
Jesus.
What are you going to show me?
This might be the last thing I got you. The Gump Orsley card. I went to the National Sports Collectors Convention, and you had talked about how you saw Gump Orsley over and over again when you were in military school. Mm-hmm. So I went and found it, and I spent $3. Price tag still on the back of it. I went looking through all these binders of cards. Yeah. I thought, oh, this will be fun. You open it up, you go, oh, wow. And you like toss it on the desk. So now it sits on my desk in a special case that I'm
in. Looks at you.
Gump looks at me all the time.
Disappointingly, yes. And rightfully so. You know, it's funny. If you walk into Marshall's right now, you know, we're in the throngs of Bills Mafia mania, right?
Yeah.
Especially with this game coming up, all the excitement. It seems that every day there is more Bill stuff being added behind Tommy's head that he can't even see. Is there too much? You can't have too much Bill stuff anymore, can you, Kimmy?
Well, what are you going to do? I'm guessing people have built up a pretty big collection. Like, if you go to. Like, last year we must have gone to Marshall's, like, after the season ended because. The rows and rows of just Bill's throw blankets alone was endless.
And they're all, like, reduced.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I'm thinking, like, these are cool, but I only need, like, maybe two. One for each person, in my house.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Like, I think there is a point where you can have too much Bill's stuff.
Junk. It's like, this stuff isn't, like, well-made.
Like, how many Bill's mugs do you need? How many Bill's candles? There is a point where I don't have anywhere else to put this stuff.
It's junk, though. It's not quality stuff.
Actually, some of it is nice.
Up, you idiot!
Hey, you want a nice itchy blanket that's also flammable?
Itchy blanket, one of my favorite Catskills comedians.
Yeah, it was really good.
Remember when he opened for Soapy Pockets? No, like, I have more Bill's stuff than should be allowed by law. But even, like, when I tell myself, okay, like, wait a little while. There's no more stuff you need. I'll walk into a Marshall's or a TJ Maxx.
You are tempted.
There'll be a hat or a T-shirt there where I'm like, oh, I don't have that
They'll
one.
Have, like, the same thing you already have, but, like, a different color. And you're like, well, you know, I could also use a red Bills jacket.
You're
I don't
absolutely
have
right.
one of those.
I bought a corduroy Bills hat that I wear on a regular basis. I hate corduroy.
Especially in a hat. Like, I don't get a corduroy hat.
Just work, man. Mm.
Having a denim hat.
Oh.
Who has a denim hat? I've never seen a denim hat in a long time.
You haven't been down south enough.
I'll tell you
denim
this.
Hats.
I see a Bill's denim hat. Sucker's coming home with me. Yeah, no, I have reached the point in my life where I have determined, and I think most people in Western New York are this way if you're a Bills fan, there is no too much Bill's stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, because even if you don't buy it for yourself, somebody's going to give you stuff knowing you're a Bills fan.
Yep.
You can't avoid it.
My mother, knowing that I have every Bills thing imaginable for Christmas, bought me a set of Bill's snowballs. They're white foamy balls.
What are you doing them?
I guess you like throw them when you get upset at the TV.
Oh.
But they got Bill's logos on them. And I was like, that is the one Bill's thing I would not have bought for you. So congratulations, Mom. Thank you very much.
Existed.
Thank you. So now they sit in my man cave next to my table there so I could throw them at the television when I'm frustrated with a call.
All right.
You know, you want to go see a superstar of music, sports.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to pay a fortune.
Yeah.
Right? And like, let's say I want to go see the Stones, right?
Oh,
I mean, that's
good luck.
That's a $300 ticket minimum. And when I do it, I'm going to be in a giant arena around 20, 30,000 other people. Sure, it's a great experience, but it's not intimate. But every once in a while, people get to catch the greatest of greats in the tiniest of venues completely by accident.
You mean catch a rising star?
And it's very possible, Tommy. Mm. That happened here. Over the weekend.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So over the weekend, Marketplace Mall hosted a pro wrestling event put on by Upstate Pro Wrestling.
Pro wrestling
pro
event?
Pro wrestling event.
Okay.
So
like the minor leagues of wrestling, essentially?
I believe they call them house shows.
Okay.
I'm not a wrestling fan.
I don't know how you work your way up.
So these are amateurs?
I think they get paid.
Yeah. Okay.
I think. I don't know.
But these are lower level dudes.
I would ask for more information. But here's the thing.
Yes.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yes. Yes. Based on my buddies who love pro wrestling, yes. The second you start asking questions, I got to sit there for 30 mm-hmm. minutes and nod and act like I care.
Yeah.
All right. So what's unique about this is there is a venue in Marketplace Mall that for years just housed a ring.
Oh, I didn't know
that. I didn't know it was like a permanent thing kind of.
It's an old store.
It's
got a wrestling ring.
Yeah, it's a very strange setup. But apparently this company not only, or other companies have done shows in this venue before, but this specific company, according to the story on 13 Wham, has sent a bunch of folks into bigger and better promotion.
Oh, wow.
Right. So, Kimmy, you saw this, and you raised an interesting question.
Well, I was wondering because, you know, this could be, it's an easy show to go check out. I'm sure it's not expensive. And if there are people that participate in this that eventually do work their way up, like, I'm wondering, is this one of those really unique things where you could catch somebody before they're famous?
It's a great question.
Okay.
It could be more entertaining than you expect it to be.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. The smallest venue, you saw the best show. Mm-hmm. Whether it's sports, whether it's music.
You went into it not thinking much of it, and then you walked out like, whoa, that was pretty cool.
I mean, look, every once in a while, you get super lucky. Like we just said, there could be a world-famous WWE superstar that wrestled on the show on Saturday.
Yeah.
And you're one of the 75 people in the room, right, that got, you know, the sweat from their shoulder hit your face.
Damn.
You got that story for the rest of your life. Or, you know.
Some band you got dragged to go see, and it turns out, like, they made it big later on.
I mean, you know, the Penny Arcade was seminal rock club in America for years and years and years. And the amount of opening bands or, you know, regional shows.
Bon Jovi came through, they were nobodies.
There are two
no big deal.
There are two music stories that get told on loops in Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Bon Jovi came through the Penny Arcade, and U2 got thrown out of the Red Creek.
Never played. They came and never played.
But like when there's two potential issues with the small venue great show.
Yeah.
One, the band has to be so good that you actually remember when they hit it big that
true.
You saw them.
Yeah.
Because it's possible. There's lots of people that saw bands that went on to make it famous and that
band
didn't
even realize. Name or something,
yeah.
You know, where like you just, you know, why it just doesn't ring a bell.
Or even the name was the same. You weren't blown away by the show, so it wasn't all that memorable. Like there have been times where, like, you know, you look back on like old ticket stubs or t-shirts from band shows that you went to and it's like, holy crap, I saw them live.
Yeah, I mean, we saw with comics that came through that all of a sudden, like that kid later on became a huge hit.
Yeah. I mean, hell, you worked with a bunch of people that are far more successful than you.
Yeah, you keep bringing it up.
No, I mean, Larry the Cable Guy you were on shows with before he got famous. Yeah. Patton Oswalt you were on shows with before he got famous.
Mitch Hedberg,
right?
Rest in peace.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All of those guys, far more talented than you.
Oh, Carrot Top. Still going strong.
Okay, not like I said.
Everybody craps on Carrot Top. He's a nice kid.
Did you call him Carrot Top or Carrot Head? I think you just called him Carrot Head.
Well, I knew when he was Carrot Head. He hadn't got to the top yet.
No, I'm not saying
Carrot. But you did see some of these guys that, like, you know, all of a sudden, my God, they're on Carson.
Yeah.
You know, and it happened quick.
And it was funny, too, like, just speaking from a fellow performer point of view, right? Like, who's that, the Italian guy? Why am I blanking right now?
That you work with?
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Thank you. Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah.
He's one of the most popular comics in the world.
Oh, yeah,
right
he's a headliner.
I opened for him 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Really nice guy. But, like, I remember standing in the back of the room watching him do his thing. I'm like, oh, he's good.
Yeah.
There are guys you see where it's like, wow.
Yes.
People you see, like, if you're in the music industry mm-hmm. or have been in a band, like, you'll sit and watch an opening band and go, they've got something.
Yeah.
Same with athletes or whatever. I never got that impression from him. And then all of a sudden, he was, like, rising star movies, like, arena shows. And I was like, what happened? I don't, what happened?
Found his spot, man.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this house wrestling show at the Marketplace Mall over the weekend, Upstate Pro Wrestling. Apparently, according to the story, they've sent several wrestlers into like bigger and better things.
But the problem when you go to these things where you're going to maybe catch somebody that, you know, when they're, you also got to, you know, on the way up, you also got to suffer through like a lot of bad performances.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I don't even know what a bad wrestling performance looks like. Do they actually hurt each other?
No, you're right. For every, like, you know, you're someone that has to either be the luckiest person on the planet,
yeah,
or go to 100 shows
of
to see
just schlock.
Just hoping somebody, yeah.
But you see that one band that kind of makes it. And by the way, like, you know, there are also the stories too of like the Stones and some other big bands have this tradition of before they go on their arena tours, they'll change their name on the marquee outside of a tiny rock club in like Chicago or Cleveland and do a show and nobody knows. And you walk in and there's the effing Stones.
Yes.
And there's 75 people here and I'm touching Mick's face.
Yes.
Right?
Which he doesn't like.
Yeah, I don't know. Remember that one time a guy touched his face?
Stop touching my damn face. You're not here to touch my face.
Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Duffy. Good morning. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Hey, so 2008, my wife took her daughter to the New York State Fair. They were big fans of Rascal Flatts, and Rascal Flatts was opening up for another band. I can't remember who it was. But they happened to have a third performer there, Duff. And you know who that was, Duffy?
Who's that?
That was some girl called Taylor Swift.
No kidding.
Yeah, damn. 2008, Taylor Swift opened up for Rascal Flatts, who opened up for somebody.
So, and I'm at the New York State Fair.
Duffy, pretty sure Rascal Flatts couldn't even hold the door for her right now.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Now, Joe, it's funny you say that. Like, Carrie Ann writes us right now. She said she saw Taylor Swift at the Dome Arena in Henrietta when she was a baby. Mm. I know. Like,
she probably was in the PXY studio.
She was. She has been here multiple times before
when they were kids.
Yep, and the B Studios. But, like, I know the easy thing to do is crap on her because she's, like, the greatest thing on the planet. When she was a kid, that kid hustled. Like, she was playing shows.
She was everywhere.
Yeah, in every city. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, the best part is my wife, luckily my wife has a video of the performance, so we got Taylor Swift on video in 2008.
Stop it.
Yeah, for real. I mean that's, you know, that's how stuff was back then. But leave it to my wife to have Taylor on video 15 years ago.
It's a great story, though. You got that forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you never know. Who'd have known? You know what I mean? I mean, look at you, Duffy. Look where you were. Look where you are now, buddy.
Same spot. Same exact spot.
There you go.
Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I would argue,
what is it?
And maybe it's because I'm a sports fan, that the sports ones are the most fun, right? Like
you see a high school kid who goes on to something?
Could be that blows up later. Yeah. Because every once in a while you see those stories of a kid, like, you know, nobody think. I'll give you an example. Jalen Pickett, he plays in the NBA right now.
The Wicked Pickett, yeah.
He was a great player at Aquinas. He went and played D1 ball at a smaller school, East, transferred to Penn State.
Yeah.
He's an NBA player right now.
All right.
There's a bunch of people who watch that kid play, and nobody was like, this kid's going to be something. Or like going to a Red Wings game or an Amherst game.
Well, the Red Wings for sure, yeah.
But like, you know, there's a prospect there that nobody's talking about, and all of a sudden.
But that's a tough one. Like, you're just watching a baseball game of a bunch of people you don't know, and you would have to remember that you went to that game, and that kid was there. You know, now he's up in the big league.
You're right.
Yeah. But I think if you watch enough games, like you would, you know,
but you gotta be
you'd remember
it,
their name. You'd start to follow them.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you got to sit eight rows behind Tim Tebow and look at his pants and those, his ass.
But he was already kind of a guy.
Yeah, I know. But it's still weird. Like, Tebow was such a draw.
Yeah.
Yet you would go on like we went on that Thursday afternoon.
It was sold out.
It was still pretty cool.
It was.
We're right there. We could touch Tim Tebow's face.
Yes. And you know what he said? Quit touching my damn face.
No, I think the coolest experience when it comes to big, great show, small venue, sports-wise, is if you go to like a smaller college that's D1, like St. Bonaventure, Canisius, hockey at RIT.
Yeah.
Because every couple of years, those schools will get someone who carves out a really nice pro career for themselves.
Okay.
And if you're at that school,
you probably got to hang out with that person.
They're just walking around. Yeah. I mean, like, they're big man on campus.
Probably had your, classes with them.
Small school.
Exactly, right? Like, you know, RIT, they've got two guys that they've put in the NHL in the last 15 years. There are men and women that were just having classes with those guys. Yeah. Right? 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Skyler. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Morning, guys. So I'm trying to make this not long, but when I worked at Physical Graffiti up in Rochester, there's two rooms. Like, one room you come in was the waiting room. And then if you were getting a tattoo, you go into the back room where the artists were. So I was the last one
to get
there that day. Yeah, I seen you scurry through there 100 times. You're scared of the son of a tattoo machine. So I walk in, and here's these two great big dudes. I'm like, they got to be Buffalo Bills, right? So I go into the back room, and my buddy's tattooing this little black dude. And I go, I think the freaking Buffalo Bills are out there, man. He goes, this is Usher, and those are his bodyguards. So I got Usher's autograph right there.
Tattooed it on his ass. He goes, sign right here. They're going to copy it over.
But then another time when I was following a band called Testament, a little more heavy metal than you guys play, me and my girl followed them all the way down through to Pennsylvania. And
did you say Tesla?
Testament.
Oh, Tesla. Sorry.
Testament. Yeah.
Testament.
Yeah.
And we come to this bar. It was like down a dirt road, and it was on a little tiny bar on a river. And it wasn't even 50 cars there. And one of them arrow blinking signs, you know?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we played a bunch of those gigs,
Yeah, right. Tonight, Duffy sucks. But anyway, it said, tonight, Testament and White Zombie. And I was like, I never heard of White Zombie. I'm like, that sounds really cool name for a band. And so when we got in there, I'm literally standing like right, Rob Zombie's right there in front of me.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would make sense.
But no, hold on. No, hold on.
No, White. I don't think it's like a cover band.
But you didn't know.
Like
was,
weird
but they weren't
local
big
thing.
No, no one knew who they were. Now he's not even White Zombie anymore. He's Rob Zombie.
You would just not expect
I didn't know.
Him,
I was just like, that's a cool name for a band, White Zombie.
By the way, what a unique show to be, you know, face-to-face with somebody, White Zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool as heck.
I will say, quick editorial, I have looped around. I am now a White – I wasn't a White Zombie fan when I was a kid, and I fell back into it a couple months ago. I'm like, you know what? I think I missed something here. I think I enjoy White Zombie.
All right.
So that makes me tough and cool.
Good.
You've grown.
All right.
Maybe you grow some hair on your chest.
Skyler, great to talk to you, buddy.
See ya.
Go call Usher. There goes Skyler. Is there anything more exciting than getting interested in something new?
Sure.
A new hobby.
Oh, yeah.
Introduce you to new people. Yes. Have you learning all kinds of new stuff. You could show off this new talent or skill, right? Well, someone in this room is under the belief that an incident over the weekend, despite the fact that we have no details, may have been the result of a new hobby. And it sure as hell feels like this is dad hate.
So the hobby went south?
That's what she's...
Potentially?
That's a theory we got here. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story, Tommy, comes to us from Greece.
What happened?
Firefighters were called Sunday afternoon to a home on Ridgecrest. There was a fire in the basement.
Fire!
It was really scary at first, Tom.
Yeah.
One person was trapped inside the house.
Oh, my God.
But the good news.
Good news is what?
Everyone got out safe and no injuries to anyone.
All right.
Fire is currently under investigation, and we have no details as to how this started. However, someone in the break room has already figured out, according to her, what happened.
Well, she probably has a little insight into
it. I was thinking. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Because you got a fire alarm, Daddy.
A fire alarm,
I don't
Daddy.
Know what.
Take it any way you want.
I don't know. Can you explain what you mean?
I can see your old man doing something
like
setting
my dad.
Off a fire alarm. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you meant her husband who's an actual fire alarm daddy.
I wasn't sure which one you were referring to.
My daddy, not your husband.
Nope, my new nickname for her husband is Fire Alarm Daddy.
All right.
But go on.
No, but to your point, I do think that this may have been potentially a dad hobby gone wrong.
Okay, got away from him.
Because it started in the basement, and I'm thinking, like, even if this hobby at one point was a garage hobby or an outdoor hobby, it's been very cold, so that hobby may have changed locations due to the weather.
That's a good call.
Which would have...
It is.
Maybe screwed them up a little bit, which could lead to more accidents.
I would love to see how many... If you could do a study over the last 50 years, how many men have been injured in basements compared to women?
Basement injuries.
Women don't go in the basement because there could be bats. No,
right.
But that has nothing to know. No, that's excuse in numbers.
No, I don't think so because they have access to the basement. They don't want it. That's where dad goes to get into trouble.
No, he doesn't get it.
Because nobody's watching him
He's
down
right.
There.
Nobody's paying
attention. There's no eyes on dad.
If you're doing
in the
something dangerous, nobody would know.
Right. You don't know. And he's not even trying. But it got away from him.
All right. The phone number is 252.
Like dads lead the league in garage fires and basement fires.
Right. Two places they're allowed to go.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, I will say, we have no details about anything that started this fire.
Sure.
But
just a theory.
Kimmy, no. It's past a theory. You've already convinced yourself that there was a dad in the basement of this house in Greece that was doing something as a hobby, set something on fire, and that's why the fire department
I can tell you my dad, all of his hobbies are basement hobbies.
Okay, but did he ever set anything on fire?
No, but none of his hobbies involved fire, but I'm sure if they did... in some way,
how many
could
men,
be dangerous.
How many men are using fire in the basement?
Well, it doesn't
like
start out that way.
Stuff like that.
It kind of ends up that way.
It ends up with fire.
Yes.
Every dad knows if you're going to use fire, you're using the shed or you're using the garage.
No,
those are the fireplaces.
You can have like an oily rag. You set it on something. You didn't realize that thing was hot.
Oh, because you're doing your experiment with a Bunsen burner?
You never know.
Shut up.
You know, you can have like a little soldering iron. You can do a little soldering project.
I'm not going to lie. This sounds like dad hate. This sounds like unmitigated.
But dad hate is warranted.
You know, they're the risk takers.
Yes.
It's not warranted.
All dads go to hell.
It's winter, too. Like, this is the time where you're bored, maybe starting something new.
You saw something on TV. You saw something on TikTok. You want to get that in before it's banned?
Okay. Here's the danger with this conversation mm-hmm. that you guys are having. The mm-hmm. theory that Kimmy throws out that this was a dad hobby gone wrong in the basement. There is a sad catch-22 that comes with picking up a new hobby as you get older. And when I say older, I don't mean old.
Yeah.
I mean like after 25.
All right.
Right? Stuff that you didn't do as a kid. There is risk in everything new you try.
Oh, sure.
But if you aren't trying new things every once in a while, you end up this bored and lonely man.
You do.
With nothing to do.
Yeah.
And that can also be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a side-by-side of risk, which is better. Staying in a rut is easier, but trying new things is healthier.
And severing a thumb.
Okay.
You're either going to lose a house or lose a body part.
No.
Something's going to happen. You're going to... Yeah.
No. No, not something is always going to happen.
There'll always be a reminder of your hobby somewhere on your body.
Okay. See, what the problem with you two coming together as commie this morning, deciding that all dad hobbies end up with someone getting hurt or the house mm-hmm. burning down or something like that, is it prevents men as they get older from trying new things. And getting men to try new things as they get older is already hard.
It is hard.
You should, to increase your social circle and things to... work your brain.
Okay.
Stop discouraging guys from trying new things.
I'm not going to discourage you, but I don't want to hear about it when you hurt yourself.
That's discouraging.
No, I just don't want to hear it. I told you when my father tried to make homemade Kahlua and he gave my mother and him the trots.
But nothing caught on fire.
Oh, with their asses.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A house fire in Greece on Ridgecrest over the weekend. Fire in the basement. There was somebody trapped in the house at first. Thank God everybody yes. got out safe. No injuries. We have no details about this. The fire is still under investigation, but someone in this room says she's got it all figured out.
I just think, you know, time of year or two.
Oh, yeah.
Like
it's
I said,
cold.
You know, maybe this hobby was safer outdoors, mm-hmm. But you brought it indoors.
You know what my favorite thing about this is right now?
What's that?
She's all smug. Let me tell you how things work. Let me show you. I had a daddy like this. All daddy stupid.
Still like that.
I got some bad news, kid.
What?
What's that?
She is coming into a golden age.
Golden age of what?
Well,
golden age of hobbies.
Well, we were talking about her fire alarm daddy.
Yeah.
Her husband, we mean.
Yeah.
So your husband took on a project over the summer. He built a bar outside.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes, he did.
Very cool. Very cool. He's hanging stuff mm-hmm. up there. But that project is pretty much done now.
Yeah.
Okay. And as your husband gets older, you know, he's a big athlete, but he doesn't play sports anymore, really.
No.
Okay,
no,
he's shut
in
that
a bowling
down.
League.
There you go.
He's got that.
I understand that he's got his job, but he needs something to get away from his job.
Uh-huh.
You're about to find out what living with guy looking for hobbies is about to be like.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. It hasn't hit that point yet,
oh, no,
but I'm sure it's coming.
No, it's not sure it's coming. It's already here.
Yeah.
He's already got his eyes on things.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of when he's going to spring it on you
okay.
or when you come home yeah. and you see something new there.
Well, luckily right now I have a father-in-law that's really good at things that supervises. I mean, he's...
Do you understand how emasculating
oh,
that
no,
sentence
my
is?
My husband will admit, like, he's learning all this stuff for the first time. He did not know how to build a bar until my father-in-law, you know... guided him.
Okay.
So we're not at lone hobby just yet, but we're getting
coming.
There.
Yeah.
All right. It's okay for your husband to say, and back me up on this,
yeah.
Tommy, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I need help. It's another thing for his wife to go into a microphone and be like, my husband can't do nothing because he might have a vagina.
With them southern
vaginas. You said that.
West Virginia class of 2010.
2011.
Whatever. Probably got some critters up there.
No, I mean, here's the thing, Kimmy.
Yeah.
I would like to give you some unsolicited advice. And do not listen to Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Do not listen
I didn't
to what
say nothing.
No, because I know what you're going to say. Do not listen to this
I'm
man.
Not going
to
say anything.
When the new hobby rears its head for your
yeah.
husband in the house, all right, despite the fact that you think all guys hurt themselves, that the house will catch on fire, that it's going to end in disaster, do not stand in the way of whatever he wants
well,
to do.
Well, listen, at least he's also, he doubles as a firefighter, so at least
oh,
like,
yeah,
he'll know how
in.
To put out the fire that he starts.
It'll get but, to be...
Don't discourage him. Subtly sabotage
no,
him.
No,
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 that
no,
sounds like a
worked.
Bad idea.
No,
no but nobody's going to
how
know.
Do you subtly sabotage?
Yeah.
How?
How
do you do
how?
That?
How? Yeah!
You just, you know, you break something. Oh, look at that. That.
Yeah, but that just costs me more money.
Even it might discourage him too. He might give up.
No, you don't.
I don't think so. I don't think breaking something ends the hobby.
It does me, man. I tapped out.
You didn't
like,
even
if,
start
if it's
the
broken,
hobby.
I'm done.
What hobby have you tried to start?
I don't know. I got a hobby.
I've never seen you try to pick up something new in the 25
no.
years that I've known you.
I did a yard work and stuff.
Never.
I'm trying to think.
No, I'm serious. Like, I can't think of a... That's the most pathetic.
Oh, hats. I got in my hat hobby.
Hat is not a hobby.
I got into my shacket hobby.
That is no.
I got into my high-end scarf hobby. And in my sock hobby.
None of these are hobbies.
My sock hobby.
Oh, my God. You've never tried a new hobby for as long as I've known you.
I'm not a hobby guy. Like, I like what I like, and that's it.
Okay.
Like, both of my brothers are big hobby guys.
And you kill them
for it.
Well,
that's the thing, but you also know they've almost killed themselves doing those hobbies.
Yes. And I don't want to hear about your hobby. Like, both of them go on and on and on, and they get really technical.
Do you get jealous, though, that they love something that much?
That's why he hates it. That's why he gets so mad.
I am
jealous of people who are really into their hobbies. Even though I don't want to hear about it, I am like, oh, you know, looks like they're really enjoying themselves.
When I see guys out golfing, like in the middle of a beautiful day, I am jealous. But I also know I would go, if I went out there, I would be miserable. Because every time I golfed, it sucked. It was like a job, and everybody took it too seriously. But when I see it at a distance, like a painting, I get very, especially during like COVID when the golfers could get out and start moving around.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, that looks like fun. You're drinking, having a good time. But I know it's a lie.
You know, we could just go and not take it serious.
Yeah, but you always run into those serious golf things.
You're right.
And they ruin it. Yeah. They ruin it every time.
Well, they have all those golf simulators now.
But I'm guessing the golf dicks also show up there.
And yeah, but at least you're not holding anybody up.
But he wants to go walk around and be outside. Yeah, I mean, that's the romance of it.
Yeah,
right?
I could do that in a basement and hit a towel.
Okay, well, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead, Kim.
I was going to say, we do have another theory coming in on Twitter from Jeff.
About the fire in Greece.
About the fire in Greece. He said, it's Greece. This is an Italian family with a second kitchen in the basement.
Oh.
Kitchen fire.
That's a great nuts. I like that theory better.
Yes, you're right.
It's a way better theory. I love how you were like, Kimmy's right. New theory. Kimmy sucks.
I forgot about the Italian basement. I don't think Italians are the only people that do that.
The Italian basement in the garage or the kitchen in the garage or the basement?
Yeah. I think a lot of ethnic groups have that from the old country.
Do they?
And from wherever they live, yeah. Because I think like a lot of Latino families have it too.
Oh.
I mean, it's similar culture.
Sure.
And food.
Well, you
and
know,
family.
Every culture is similar. We all love our family and our food. That's every culture in the world, idiot. Except for the Irish. I hate my family.
No, if the Irish are in the basement, call the cops. They're building something down there.
Not the Italians.
No.
Every hit happens in a basement.
No, they're all in the trunk.
Okay.